Lady Margaret sat all in her bower, sewing a silken sea. By her came a pale, pale ghost, with many a grievous groan. "Are you my father, the king?" she cried, "or are you my brother, John? Or are you my true love, sweet William, from England newly come?" "I'm not your father, the king," he cried, "no, no, nor your brother, John. But I am your true love, sweet William, from England newly come. Have you brought me scarlet so, so red, or any silk so fine? Or have you brought me such precious things that merchants have for sale? I have not brought you scarlet so red, no, no, nor the silk so fine. But I have brought you my winding sheet. Oh, many's the rock and hill. Oh, Margaret, oh, Margaret, for faith and charity, will you give to me my faith and troth that I once gave to thee? Oh, your faith and your troth I'll not give to thee. No, no, that will not I, till I get one kiss of your ruby red lips, and in my arms you lie. My bones, they are buried in yon kirkyard, it's far beyond the sea. And it is my spirit, sweet Margaret, that's speaking unto thee. My lips, they are so bitter, he cried, my breath, it is so strong. If you get one kiss of my ruby red lips, your days will not be long. The cocks, they are crowing, Margaret, he cried, the cocks, they are crowing again. It's time that the dead should part with the quick. Margaret, I must be gone. She followed him high, she followed him low, till she came to yon kirkyard. There the grave did open up, and sweet William he lay down. Then she has taken a silver key and placed it on his breast, saying, "This is your faith and your troth, William. I hope your soul will rest." But is there room at your head, William? Or is there room at your feet? Or is there room at any side to let in a lover sweet? There is no room at my head, Margaret. There's no room at my feet. But there is room at both my sides to let in a lover sweet.